views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, Flagstaff. Yes. In Maricopa County, this is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Welcome to the program. Boy, it's time for another hard-hitting Bible study today. You're in the lion's den now. The title of today's message. Would you do me a favor and pick up your cell phone and call somebody, please, right now and tell them about the radio program? Thank you for helping me promote this program and for blessing people with these Bible studies. May God richly bless you. I'll make a couple announcements while you make that call. Good morning. You're on your way to work, and this is Brother Mike. I am the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix, right on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Please remember our healing and deliverance services. Please come by Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. Please come on time so you can get a seat. The place fills up. 6 o'clock every Sunday night on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. You can get the address off the website, hardcorechristianity.com. Please bring someone who's ill. Amen. You can catch this radio program right now all over the world at familyvaluesradio.net. My second spiritual warfare seminar is on October 24th at 6 o'clock at the Ramada Inn on the I-17 freeway. I'll see you there Friday night, October 24th at 6 p.m. Our last seminar was standing room only. You need to call and register at 602-636-5800 to get a seat. We're not going to be able to take walk-ins. The place is going to be completely full. Friday night, the 24th of this month, I will see you then at 6 o'clock. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor in Phoenix and Maricopa County for 23 years. If you need counseling and you're a born-again Christian, if you cannot afford it, and believe me, people can't afford anything anymore, the crooks, the liars, and the thieves in Washington have stolen all our money. This country's in deep trouble, probably heading for a recession or a depression because of the liars in Washington, D.C. That's all those people ever do is lie. If you're out of money, join the club, but it's not going to keep you from getting free counseling. Call 636-5800. Call 602-636-5800. Schedule an appointment for counseling service today at no charge. You're in the lion's den. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel ends up in the lion's den through no fault of his own. Darius the Mede, and his real name was Astyages, and you can read about him in the writings of Josephus in book 10 chapter 2. He issues a decree that from now on, people are to stop praying to their gods and start praying to him. This guy must have been on crack or meth. But anyway, that's a separate subject. Daniel didn't get that memo, did he? No, they forgot to send that puppy over to him. If he did get the memo, he found a trash can, wadded it up, and threw it in. Daniel wasn't interested. You know the story in chapter 6, right? Daniel's enemies, who are jealous of him, and by the way, if you have the Holy Ghost, listen to me carefully, if you have the Holy Ghost, you are always going to have good friends and good enemies. You will never have just enemies, and you'll never have just friends. You will always have both. Because if you're a minister, a pastor, preacher, evangelist, Sunday school teacher, and so on, and you don't move in the Spirit, these people are always jealous over other people who have the Holy Ghost. So what they do, they denigrate or minimize or belittle the gifts of the Spirit and the power of the Spirit to make themselves feel better. You will always have people that are your enemies if you have the moving of the Spirit. And you will always have close friends because there are a certain group of people. There's certain numbers of Christians who understand the value of the moving of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Spirit, and they receive that into their hearts and their souls, and they will support that kind of ministry. I am a Holy Ghost preacher. I am not a regular minister or a pastor or an evangelist. I focus on the moving of the Spirit exclusively, and that's the only way people are going to get healed. Why? Because he's the only person that can help anybody. Nobody else can. I sure can't help anybody. Well, Daniel gets in trouble. They rat on him. And Darius the Mede calls Daniel in, and he likes him. Okay, unlike Belshazzar in Babylon, and unlike Nebuchadnezzar, they did appreciate the Jews who did have the Holy Ghost, and there were very few of them. And he was friends with Daniel and respected him. And he was sick to his stomach that he had issued that decree, and he tried to get out of it, but he couldn't. So they threw Daniel into the lion's den when they confronted him, and he said, "You can take your decree and stick that thing where the sun doesn't shine. I am going to pray three times a day to Jehovah, whether you like it or not, period. We're not compromising our message. End of story." Hello. They throw Daniel into the lion's den, of course, and miraculously, the king goes to sleep that night. He can't sleep at all. He's worried all night. He's hoping that Jehovah will deliver him because he doesn't want anything to happen to Daniel because he respects him and cares about him. The following morning, he runs back to the lion's den. They take the rock off the entrance. They unseal it. And he yells down there, "Daniel, did your God deliver you? Is he able to deliver you?" Chapter 6, verse 20. And Daniel speaks to him and he says, "The Jehovah sent me one of his angels." That'll work. "He sent me one of his angels." The Hebrew word malach is the word for angel or angelic messenger. And it's the corresponding word to angelos in Greek, which means angelic messenger or messenger from God. An angel, and he stopped the mouths of the lions. Doesn't say how he did it. My guess is it was some kind of a supernatural passing of the hand over the mouth, and it just shut or something of that nature. Doesn't say how he did it, and it doesn't matter. It could have been duct tape. Who cares? "But they have not hurt me because I was an innocent man, and I have not hurt you, O king." The king was so happy, he hauls Daniel out of the lion's den, and then he took the people that had stabbed Daniel in the back and threw them into the lion's den. And from the top of the den, they could hear these people screaming their guts up, men, women, and children, and they could hear their bones cracking. Now, that's not a pleasant experience. That's a bad way to die. You see, the demons will push you to do things you don't want to do. And when they're through using you like a dish rag, they will throw you to the lions. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, "Be sober and be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And you are to resist him steadfast with your faith." 1 Peter 5, 8. "Be sober," nepho is the Greek word, that means don't take anything that is an intoxicant. Don't drink, don't take drugs, don't take medication. Stay alert. Don't take intoxicants that influence your mind. Nepho. "Be sober and be vigilant." Gregorio is the Greek word that means constantly stay awake, stay on guard. Hey, be sober, be vigilant. "For your adversary, the devil," diabolos is the word for devil, the Greek word, it means to be the false accuser and a slanderer. "Your adversary, the devil," that Greek word, antikitos, means an informal opponent in a lawsuit, someone who's dressed up in a suit to formally oppose you. That's exactly what the devil does. He stands in heaven and he hurls accusations against you, some of which are false, some of which are true. The true ones are ones that you gave him. That's the sin in your life, because many of you are living a sinful Christian life. And because of that, the devil has actual ammunition and legitimate points to make against you in the court of heaven. He's an opponent, like in a lawsuit, and a false accuser, and a liar, diabolos, for your adversary the devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Katapeno is the Greek word. That means to gulp down, like you're guzzling a liquid. Have you ever seen power drinkers, students over at ASU? My gosh, those students drink like fish, don't they? It's unbelievable. But they go to these parties, and they're called power drinkers, and what they do, they just pound down the hooch as fast as they can gulp it. Every once in a while, one of them will die from alcohol poisoning, excuse me, because if you get too much alcohol in your system at once, obviously, it's causes you to have a heart attack. Katapeno is the Greek word. It means to gulp down. The devil is so powerful and so strong that if you compromise your Christian life and you live a sinful Christian life, he will walk in the front door with a truckload of demons. They will sweep through your family tree, and you will see pain, suffering, sickness, financial ruin, and depression and mental illness sweep through your family tree. You will see your children start to go south. Drugs, sex, alcohol, unwanted pregnancies, clinical depression, bipolar, everything. You will see your whole family start to deteriorate as the devil starts to gulp you down, and there's nothing you can do about it. Why? Because you will not turn from your sin, and you will not repent. Oh, my God. Do you know what it's like to have a demon visit you? Have you ever had an evil spirit, like you've seen shadows out of the corner of your eye, or you've seen flickering behind you in the mirror in the morning when you're looking at your face and you notice something flicking in the back and you turn and look and there's nothing there? Do you know what it's like to be exposed to a demon? Have you ever been laying in bed at night and felt some pressure on your chest or a choking sensation? Or have you been short of breath and you've had a dream and you were paralyzed in the dream and suddenly you woke up and you were still paralyzed? Well, guess what? In one of Job's friends in Job chapter 4 had this exact same thing happen to him. Let me give you an example of what it's like to run into a demon. It says, verse 12, "Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a little of it, in thoughts from the visions of the night when deep sleep falls on a man. Fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair on my flesh stood up." Oh my God, he was petrified. Listen to me, friends. Your sin has allowed demons to enter your life. Can Christians be possessed by demons? No. Can they be infected with them? Yes. You need to be delivered now, and you need to be healed now. 602-636-5800. You need to stop sinning and compromising now. Come and call for prayer, and you will be delivered. I see 2 to 6 people a day healed at the House of Healing. 636-5800. All right, this is Hump Day. It's Wednesday. We're on the downslide tomorrow. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.